Before we get started, thank you all so much for showing up, especially Austin, JD, ID. Thank you guys very much for coming. And for everybody listening, please give us a retweet, shout out on Twitter, X. And again, this is an open forum. So if any of the wonderful audience listening would like to come up and share their opinion, opine about anything, raise your hand. We'll try to get you up here. That being said, welcome to the Shimmer Community X Space. Lovely to have you all here. Really quickly, I just want to hear from Austin and JD. Austin can go first. Just real quick, who the heck are you? What are you doing?
All right. Thanks, Mikey. What's up, guys? My name is Austin. I am the founder of Block Bytes and Shimmy Head. I love Shimmer. And that's why I'm here, to talk to you guys about what's coming. I think it's going to be freaking great. I'll kick it over to JD.
All right. Hey, how's it going? JD Sutton here. Also go by Deep Sea. I am the program lead and kind of, I guess, say from the community, probably one of the most active in forming our governance in IOTA Shimmer. And glad to be here. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, JD. And my name's Mikey. I'm the face behind the Block Bytes logo, and I'm a blockhead and a shimmy head as well. Now, we do have a special guest here today. ID IOTA is here, the tech head, detangling the tangle, writer of some of the greatest technical recaps I've seen anywhere. An OG legend, ID IOTA. I don't mean to butter you up too much, but I'm a big fan. How the heck are you?
Oh gosh, I hope you guys hear me. My connection is unfortunately not too good. I'm somewhere in Croatia at the moment, trying to enjoy my summer holidays. Anyways, to give a short introduction about myself, at least that's what I think Mikey asked me to do, is I'm just a community member within the IOTA space, probably joined 2017. And obviously, since Shimmer came around, I'm a little bit hyped for Shimmer as well. I'm looking forward to see Shimmer EVM coming. And that's the reason I joined. I hope I roughly got whatever you asked me, Mikey.
That was perfect. Much like everything you do. I do have a question, though, really quickly. How long have you been around IOTA and the DAG? Been a long time.
Basically, I think my brother kind of filled me into IOTA sometime early 2017. So we bought our first, 200 IOTAs back there, and then we took the whole roller coaster up and down. And then it kind of remained within my portfolio of high risk, high reward place. And I wasn't too much into the tech later, in 2017. And then I tried early, 2021 to get into the tech and, let's say, get a little deeper than what most of the marketing said. Mm-hmm. And reading stuff and so on. And with that, I really tried to grasp what's really going on. Since everyone avoided ETAs or ETAs from the IOTA Foundation and said, well, you can see everything in GitHub, I thought, well, then let me try to grasp what is within GitHub, and started to write some updates on Twitter. And obviously I had more time. I think I roughly started I started December last year, and I had more time writing daily updates, or at least weekly updates, on Twitter. So I just shared the information, at least I understood, within GitHub, with the community, and so my Twitter account kind of blew up. And I think now, half a year later, or 8 to 9 months later, I know at least try to provide monthly updates within the Tangleverse Times magazine, to provide people with all the information provided within GitHub or Discord, at least trying to give everyone at least a glimpse into how the progress is going and what Yota 2.0 is basically providing.
Yes, 100%. And thank you so much for doing that. It's funny that you mentioned that you weren't as big into the tech when you first got in, which I suppose is completely understandable. But one last question for you. You know, your bio on X is unlocking the potential of IOTA and DAGs through educational threads. And again, they are, like, if you guys listening, I'm sure you already all do, but follow ID IOTA for glimpses into what IOTA has been developing. Because he'll aggregate information from GitHub and put it into a nice thread that is easy to read. But how much work do you put in those threads and recaps, do you think? I imagine a lot.
Oh, sorry. I think I lost you for a minute. How much work do I put into what?
Yeah, how much work, like when you're writing these recaps and threads, just how much work do you put into it? I imagine it's like an all day thing sometimes.
Well, it kind of depends. So the time I did weeklies or let's say dailies, it wasn't too much work. I think I worked and then for an automobile OEM at that time, and I had quite some time. I was writing my master thesis back then, and then every morning, basically, I think 1 or 2 hours, I spent writing those updates. And at that time, it wasn't too much time because I was very deep into GitHub and what was going on, and I had a very, I would say, a big picture about every, let's say, change the team is working on, and I kind of understood at what time which of the team member is working, because you can see basically everything in GitHub. So at that time, I think for a daily update, I only did need around 2 hours or 1.5 hours. No, I'm unfortunately way more busy. So I tend to write only those monthly updates. And if I write those, it kind of takes me, I would say, roughly 8 hours. So it actually is a lot of time that I have to spend to first get a big picture, and then went into the, let's say, in the nuances of the, okay, I rarely check, let's say, on code basis, but at least I try to understand what are the issues that people are working on, what are they commenting on, how's the progress looking overall. And it's basically the work of, I don't know, 8 to 9 people that I try to grasp. So it roughly, for a monthly update at the moment, it roughly takes me, I would say, one full working day to get them ready to publish.
That's impressive. One full working day. All right. Well, thank you very much, ID. We're going to keep you around if you don't mind. I do have some questions later in the show about other things than your personal life that relate to the Tangle and IOTA.
Of course.
But...
Of course, of course. Let's continue.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So the first thing, sort of topic that I want to get into, and remember, anybody listening, open forum, if you want to come up, chime in, share your opinions, please do raise your hand. I'll invite you to speak. Walt.id, and I imagine that Walt is sort of like a short form of wallet, and IOTA Foundation have teamed up to build an identity and wallet infrastructure for the IOTA ecosystem. Walt.id looks like they're builders from the Ocean DAO, which is from Oceans Protocol, which built a lot of great things over at Oceans Protocol. So Walt.id, a digital identity and wallet infrastructure for developers and businesses primarily. What does this mean? Well, for IOTA ecosystem builders and devs, there's now holistic identity tools that enable 4 capabilities around self-sovereign identities. Really quickly, those 4 are to create and issue verifiable credentials, manage and share verifiable credentials, verify verifiable credentials, and then use verifiable credentials with traditional identity CIAM infrastructure. The partnership with IOTA comes down to the work with public authorities that the IF has been working on, like the European Commission, the Ocean DAO and Vault ID also said that the community played a big part in why this partnership happened. Of course, one of the biggest underappreciated, underutilized communities, but not for long. And then also unique properties resulting from IOTA being a DLT and not a blockchain. So I say all that to say, this sounds really awesome for developers. It sounds like a great way to get involved with identity, which is the name of the game in blockchain. I think that's a big key. JD, I want to kick it to you real quick. As an ecosystem lead with the community treasury, is this something you've been hearing about? Because when this first came out just a couple days ago, I was like, oh snap, this is very interesting. And is this something that devs should be looking for? Like, this will be implemented in several different protocols, yeah, in projects.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, this was something we looked into. So we got the grant application from Impierce, and Impierce is from Yella, and he led the identity team, the identity development in the IOTA Foundation basically for the last 5 years. And he went off on one of the spinoffs to create his own company. I can't remember the guy's name, but he basically was the second in line. And then that individual took over the IOTA Foundation identity group. And in full transparency, he is a equity holder in the Impierce spinoff. And this was one of our first questions to Yella and Impierce, because they put a grant application in for $200,000 of, do we need an identity application available when Vault ID is basically building theirs? And I think Vault ID has been around for quite a while, actually. And, you know, I can't remember exactly when, but I want to say at least 2018, 2019, they've kind of been in and around IOTA, working with IOTA for a long time. And then came EBSI, which is the European Commission and the European blockchain kind of consortium. And they put out the proposals for a 3-round phase European blockchain services infrastructure. So basically an infrastructure, blockchain infrastructure, or Tangle infrastructure for their European Union. And IOTA was basically the only DLT platform that made it through all the rounds. So their, you know, IOTA Foundation is currently in the last round. Now, does that mean that they're going to use the Tangle? No, I mean, that's from what I have understood, that EBSI is basically, you know, having proposals on how they can create a European Union infrastructure DLT. Now, aside from IOTA Foundation comes Vault ID. And Vault ID is, I believe their wallet is made it to the last round and kind of used in this potential infrastructure for the European Union. So the two together really meshed very well. And I'm not a dev, so don't, you know, take anything I say for a grain of salt, but this is what I've just tried to piece together from my discussions. And, you know, and where Impierce kind of switches off and where Vault ID kind of focuses on is that Vault ID in the European Union aspect is like, most likely your driver's license isn't going to be on a DLT for many years to come. Like your bank account isn't going to be on a DLT for many years to come. That's all probably going to be centralized. But when it comes to digital identity, some issuer has to issue that identity to be a verifiable credential, I believe. So in a sense, it's like a KYC. So the European Union is in this perfect position where, like, hey, your passport is essentially, you know, KYC'd as your identity. That identity then becomes digital, and your bank account can be tied to that, etc. But then it kind of can go into this digital realm from there. So you have your verifiable credential, and then let's say you go to what's been explained to me is you go to your local gym. Hold on, I'm just going to close my door here real quick. So you go to your local gym, and your local gym doesn't need to tap into the European centralized identity framework. I got background noise from someone.
That was me.
Okay. But anyways, so your local gym doesn't need to tap into, you know, the European Union centralized. There's going to be so many, like, checks and balances there. However, if you're already verified and you have a verifiable credential, from what I understand, then something like Impeers, or it could be Walt ID, it could be whoever, can take that, and their gym could say, we don't need to issue a card. We don't need to issue a tag on your keychain. You've already been verified through the European Union. You know, you just have this digital ID. Maybe it's a QR code. You walk up, boom, you scan. And then they're using that digital identity to say, okay, you've paid for a year pass to this gym. So there's going to be this sort of, when it's extremely important government data, then we do have this decentralized digital identity. And then I think my hope is personally over time, you know, and nothing happens overnight, but that decentralized identity does go to, you know, sort of government issues type things, because I think it's going to be very interesting. I mean, the very ideological aspect is, you know, is the government going to use these decentralized IDs to, you know, monitor every penny and then use that to actually have a sense of control? But that's a whole other discussion that is down a rabbit hole. But for now, so talking to a Pierce and Yella from Impeers, who used to be IOTA Foundation, had said Walt ID has the bones in the framework, but isn't really set up. Walt ID isn't necessarily going to that gym and saying, hey, here's a sort of corporate product that you can easily integrate your system. I think Walt ID is going for more of the large scale government. But either way, it's awesome to see both of these aspects using IOTA and the Tangle in this. And that, you know, I think the biggest hope for the community is that EBSI does build on the Tangle, or even at least a private Tangle, but they're using the IOTA Foundation's and the Tangle's technical framework for that and the identity aspect. So this is, you know, really big. And someone out there might be able to correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like the closing sort of three phase, I think it was phase one, phase 2A, and then phase 2B, and phase 2B closes at the end of this year. And we should be able to know, you know, what the outcome of the European Commission and the Blockchain Service Infrastructure Program, how that will use Walt ID and IOTA. And of course, in that Blockchain Service Infrastructure, digital identity is just one part of it. I think it has to do with so much more from that, and, you know, smart cities and, you know, other aspects, CBDCs, but definitely from the identity aspect, it seems like Walt ID meshes very well with IOTA. So that's super awesome to hear.
Yeah. Thank you, JD. That was great. I don't know exactly the date, but that sounds right. And so I just, at the top of the space, I shared the Ocean Protocols announcement. So if you want to learn more about Walt.id and the IOTA Foundation partnership, give that a look. You won't be disappointed. I think it's a very interesting thing. I mean, when you talk about mass adoption, this is something that, in my opinion, this identity aspect, this self-sovereign identity aspect, is right up there. And you mentioned also mobile driver's licenses, which will be a thing. It'll be a thing eventually.
Yeah, and one, I was talking to one, dang, I can't remember the name. I should write this stuff down so I can tap into the notes. But when we were looking into the digital identity, I reached out to a very corporate, global corporate service provider who had mentioned that they really want to use the Tangle and for digital identity when it comes to cars. And a lot of the car manufacturers extremely want digital identity. And basically what they want is, okay, you know, a husband and wife share a car, the husband comes up, you know, either it's just on their phone, but it can, you know, basically read that digital identity. Okay, this is the husband, they're the owner, I can unlock the door, he can sit in, the seats automatically adjust to him. Maybe the radio comes on to his station. Same thing with the wife, switches over, the seat adjusts to her, et cetera. And how part of that though is that those major car companies that see this use case, you know, people are always like, what's the use case with blockchain? What's the use case with decentralized ledger technologies? Well, it's definitely digital IDs. So there's definitely a use case. They're definitely interested, but they also don't want transaction fees. They don't really want to have that quote unquote crypto integration. So something like Ethereum, you just can't do it, right? Any of the cryptos out there. So the idea is hopefully if somehow either layer one is feeless still with the Tangle or the storage deposit is covered by the third party provider, but the user itself and the car manufacturer has nothing to do with crypto, that's really probably the key to all this, then it would hugely take off. So then you take that aspect and then you say, wow, if this gets, let's say, approved and set as a standard by the European Commission, and I believe Vault ID even has some digital identity standards as well, I could be wrong, but when you pull that, all those puzzle pieces together, then boom, you've now truly moved from the DGen NFT to like a solid use case that's going to be that that's going to take the industry to the next level. So it's great to see Vault ID and it's great to see IOTA in the forefront of that.
Awesome. Thank you, JD. So I think from then we'll move on again. I shared the announcement with Ocean Protocol up at the top of the space in a little basket, a little nest up there. So if you want to know more, check it out. If you're a builder in IOTA, on IOTA or Shimmer, these could be some really interesting tools to have at your disposal, these integrations. So I do want to move on to a next quick little subject. I just want to shout out ShimmerNet and their coin market cap series, their beginner's guide to DeFi series. I'll share that up at the top as well. Guys, I've seen a lot of awesome speculation, people putting on their little Sherlock Holmes hat and they're smoking that, you know, that cool pipe. They're getting into it. From seeing this, I think the Shimmer EVM is going to be a lot closer than we think. With Shimmer EVM comes some grade A DeFi out the gate. Shimmer EVM mainnet, of course. I'm excited for it. But I know that it can be difficult and it can be scary. You know, people might be sitting here listening, like, I'm not doing DeFi. I don't get it. I don't want to do it. And this is not financial advice. I'm not a financial advisor. None of this is. Austin, I know you're tired of talking about this, but you're so gosh darn good at it, dude. It's so important to be smart when dealing with DeFi. Well, not smart, but educated. You got to know what you're doing. Do you like these series that ShimmerNet and CMC are doing are not to be scoffed at?
Yeah. Well, sorry, was that the handoff? Yes. It does help to be, you know, have some level of intelligence. And here's what people need to know, right? The reason that we say this, like if we were just If we were just doing random spaces, not specifically about Shimmer, probably we wouldn't have this sort of a lead up to it. But we are aware that a lot in the IOTA community didn't get the experience of 2020 and 2021 and even beyond that in DeFi. And so there are a lot of people with either misunderstandings of what decentralized finance is or are, I guess, what I would call agnostic to the DeFi space as a whole, just meaning, you know, just don't have knowledge of how it all works. And so it could be intimidating as a result of that. So what I think everyone who holds Shimmer should understand is that creating an ecosystem around a token is crucial, right? It's one of the best use cases, but what's going to happen is there are going to be many quote unquote reasons for people to bridge onto the network once the DeFi ecosystem starts moving. And there is big, big money all over crypto searching for those types of yields that we're going to be able to provide very, very soon. And there's going to be real yield. There's going to be token emission yield. There's going to be lending yield. There's going to be all sorts of cool strategies that you can tap into. And the ones that are here up front, those are probably the guys that are going to get the absolute most benefit. But it's not a requirement. If you hold the Shimmer token, and you just have no desire to learn how lending and borrowing works or yield farming or anything like that, you really don't need to. Just understand this. Every time somebody makes a transaction on the layer 2 EVM, a little bit of Shimmer is used. Every time some data is stored on the layer 1, a little bit of Shimmer is used. Every new layer 2 that is launched on top of the Shimmer layer 1 is required to use SMR as their gas token. And so we're continually getting more and more use cases for the Shimmer token. On top of that, when you look at like take Virtue, for example, which is a fork of a DeFi protocol called Liquity, which it's not your typical lending and borrowing like Aave. It's referred to as a CDP, a collateralized debt position. And essentially what that means is you can take your assets, collateralize them, and then mint a stable coin off of that. But this opens up the actual minting of the stablecoin versus lending and then borrowing like USDC on the other side opens up a world of opportunities. And the reason that it does that is because that is not a bridged asset. That is an asset that is secured by native assets, which are not bridged. So we remove a lot of the security concerns that a lot of people have seen with like multi-chain and things like that. And so a big focus of what we're going to be doing here at BlockBytes is education. And a big focus of, you know, Dom and the IOTA Foundation and the community and everybody, they realize that education is going to be a big deal. And so partnering with, you know, CMC or I think it was Bankless DAO, somebody that was doing an educational series in the IOTA Discord. Like these are things that are going to be absolutely crucial. And for anyone that's new, like my recommendation to everyone is if you have $100, and you feel like expanding your horizons a little bit, set up a Rabby or a MetaMask, chuck $100 worth of Shimmer in there, right? That just say, okay, I don't care about this. And go out and start watching videos and learn and like try and step by step do the things that I'm going to show you or that other people are going to show you on the video. And I promise you, it's kind of this weird, you know, cumulative effect that when you learn one or two things, you're going to have three or four things that now make sense to you when you go visit the next website. And all of a sudden you've got this big new world that's open to you. And it's fun. And, you know, so there's a lot of opportunity there, but just know, even if you don't want to play in that, that in and of itself is a massive boost to the SMR token specifically. And, you know, whether or not DeFi pops over to IOTA mainnet or whether it stays and lives over on Shimmer, that's, you know, yet to be seen. But I know that, you know, I know that we have a lot of fun and a lot of cool stuff ahead of us once EVM mainnet actually launches, which a lot of speculation recently. I feel like everyone in spec started taking Prozac over the last week. People started getting excited again. So anyhow, that's my spiel.
And that's why you're the spiel daddy. Thank you, Austin. That is fantastic. God. So pretty much just kind of like wrapping that up. At the top of the, up in the little nest egg basket, whatever you want to call it, I shared ShimmerNet's final part of the beginner's guide to yield farming with CoinMarketCap. But there's several other beginner's guides they have. Check it out and get ready. Get ready. So, moving on to our next little topic that we have. And again, those listening, do us a favor, retweet this space. Let's get the word out. And if you have any questions or want to come up and share your opinion, raise your hand, and we'll do our best to bring you up here. So I wanted to take this second to talk about Tangled vs. Times, which I believe JD was a grant recipient from the community treasury.
That is correct, yes. And, Tangled vs. Times put in a grant pretty early on to fund 6 months of them sort of splitting away. You know, the ICCD was this developed and they got an initial funding. And now the Tangled vs. Times is kind of splitting off on their sort of monthly issues. And then it's, the Tangled vs. website is going to be its own sort of group as well. And we could talk about that later. But the Tangled vs. Times, and what we really liked about them was they came to us and they asked for a grant to fund them for 6 months so they can then be self-sustainable after that. So they can sort of, you know, hopefully get through EVM and then, you know, potentially projects listed on EVM may, you know, want to advertise on them and that they can kind of become self-sustainable. So we really like that aspect versus compared to someone saying, hey, I think I do a really good job, but I need money. So just fund me into, infinity, you know, as long as I'm doing this content. And we want to focus more on people that are striving to be self-sustainable on their own.
Absolutely. And so if you haven't checked out Tangled vs. Times, I will, once again, I'll be sharing a link to their most recent article at the top of this space. But they've been doing a great job. Lots of great interviews with community members, interviews, Q&As with some of the IOTA Foundation team. And then, of course, also, IDIOTA has been doing a monthly technical update with this. And so IDIOTA, if it's not too much, would you be able to just kind of like give us some bullish points on what's happened this past month in the technical update?
Yeah, of course. So basically, if you go through what is happening on GitHub and what the IF is communicating on Discord or through their channels, is basically that the IOTA 2.0 update is, as they say, nearly feature complete. So as far as everything goes for IOTA towards decentralization, I would say we are basically there. So I think what we can assume based on everything we can see in GitHub and Discord and so on is that they have a working prototype. So this is basically the status we had with Go Shimmer. So Go Shimmer was the super experimental prototype that was only running to prove that the decentralized Tangle is even runnable. So they had that proof, and then they went on to go towards and decentralized, let's say, to go towards and fully decentralized Shimmer prototype. So basically, Entangle running Stardust, the Stardust virtual machine. So having all those different output types, having the storage deposit, everything that is necessary, having the basic capability to anchor layer twos in them and so on. Don't want to go too much into the technical details, but basically what the team is currently building on is they have a running Shimmer prototype, and this Shimmer prototype is running fully decentralized. And I think this status is basically 2 months old. And since then, they are really working on implementing the new tokenomics that are going around, that will come towards IOTA. So in the future, at least at the moment, we're going to have a currency that is called Mana, and Mana is going to be, let's say, Let's just assume it's an token. Okay, so it's not going to be a tradable token, but it's going to be some currency that you earn for staking your YOTA tokens. And with this currency, you're going to be able to transact on the network. So, as has been communicated since the inception and until now, YOTA is always going to be feeless, but in the future you're going to need to possess YOTA or Shimmer tokens in order to transact on the YOTA or Shimmer network. So everyone that is in the possession of YOTA tokens is going to be able to transact with their YOTA tokens, but people that only want to use the network basically for anything, to transact information, to transact messages, to transact anything they want to do, they're going to either need to possess YOTA tokens, or otherwise they're going to need to get access towards the network. And this could be through paying for mana. So you're going to have two possibilities. Either you pay for network bandwidth, or you're going to possess YOTA tokens and therefore have your network bandwidth. And this whole new tokenomics, or let's say this whole new basis of transacting on the network, this has been implemented, I would say, very quickly within the last 2 months. And I think, as far as I can read into it, the whole staking, the whole mana burn features, and so on, all of the features that are necessary to have have this capability running on the network, are now implemented as well. So in the moment, the team is only implementing, let's say, the very last few features to be completely able to have a, let's say, fully decentralized Shimmer or YOTA network. And as soon as they are there, we gonna expect, or at least I gonna expect, to have a public running testnet. Ooh. So therefore I was pretty confident, or let's say I am kind of confident. I might be overconfident, but time will tell, that we might be able to see a fully decentralized Shimmer testnet or prototype for the public able to use within this year. So I would assume either November or December, and that would be, in my opinion, at least as big as Shimmer EVM is. I would even think it's going to be the biggest step since 2017 for Utah.
Wow. Well, thank you, ID. And again, check out the monthly recap, the tech recap that Idea Yota wrote. Right at the top, I pinned it, the Tangleverse Times new article. Really quickly, looks like we have Jack Lee wanted to come up and speak, and I think it might be about mana. Let's hear it, buddy. What's up, man?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. My question is, how did you involve the community in the project's development, and how can you create a strong community that expands globally? Thank you, sir.
So it sounded like, Jack, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounded like you want to know how the community can get involved in a project like Mana, or in a project like...
To me, it sounded like, how can the community get involved in the development of IOTA 2.0? And if that is the case, if that was the kind of the question, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but there is an X Teams in the IOTA Discord, the IOTA and Shimmer Discord. So if you go in there, and if you are a developer, you can join the X Teams, as well as the developing staff in the IOTA Foundation is always open to tips. And Mikey knows exactly what tips means. And you can always submit there in the IOTA GitHub. And tips means, what is it, Mikey?
I'm sorry, what?
Tangle improvement.
Tangle improvement proposals. Yes. Yes, thank you. Sorry. I thought you were talking about tips. You... I was like, I'm sorry, I'm giving tips to who? Right, yes. Tangle improvement proposals.
Yeah, no tits for you today, no. Mikey. Okay, so anyways, if you, you know, look into the code and you see how it can be updated in the IOTA 2.0, the MANA, et cetera, then you can submit a tip or get involved in the next, I believe, you know, and Antonio can direct you to that. I think so. A lot of times they have live public meetings. And just want to give a big thanks to ID IOTA. You know, I've heard a lot, especially in our community, where they say, oh, everything's open source, just go look at the GitHub. And I might be a nerd when it comes to governance, but I'm definitely not a nerd when it comes to technical development. And I look at GitHub and just get really extremely confused. So ID IOTA does a great job of taking the technical and making it into the layman. And then you can see the progress of it. You can see, like, holy shit, they are actually pretty close to a public IOTA 2.0. And that's the thing. People will say, well, there's been no progress. And it's like, oh no, there's been tons of progress. You just have to be able to decipher it in the GitHub and pull it out. And ID IOTA does a great job at doing that. So definitely suggest anyone following him. So when he gives those updates. And ID IOTA, a quick question. Have you heard about the incentive content creators program? Because this would be perfect, you know, if you join that and basically you just keep doing what you're doing, but you submit it as in some activity and then you'll get some Shimmer airdrop.
Yeah. Yeah, JD, I heard of it. I think it's a great program. I think it's super great that this kind of platform exists, and I'm looking forward to participate in that.
Cool.
To be very honest, I'm very happy with the way I'm communicating through the Tangleverse Times at the moment.
Okay.
And I'm eagerly looking for a possibility to provide more updates as I have used to through Twitter. And as soon as that is going to happen, I will be looking forward to participate in the content creator program. But until then, my tweeting activity is not worth to be rewarded in any further way. So let me come back with weekly updates, and I'm working on that. I really do. And as soon as this is possible, I'll definitely join. Of course.
Great. Looking forward to it.
Awesome. Thank you. And thank you, Jack Lee, for the question, man. I just DM'd you a great place to start. I sent you govern.iota.org. Ask any questions there, read anything there. The magic happens on the forum, man, you know? So thank you very much for that question. Was there anything else you wanted to ask, Jack Lee?
Yeah, I saw it.
All right, thank you, buddy. So the next question or topic that I wanted to talk about really quickly, we got about 13 minutes, but there was recently a Tangle Ecosystem Association quarterly report, I believe. Is that right, JD?
Yeah, you know, that comes from the growth committee.
The growth committee?
A little bit later than expected, because that quarter of the growth committee finished in end of June, but you know, the Tangle Ecosystem Association, the TIA, which is now established in Switzerland, they have their website up, which is tangle-association.ch, and there is the PDF public report. So that's the growth funds in which a governance proposal was submitted. That, you know, there's certain stuff that happens under NDA that really the community treasury can't handle, so that the growth fund handles. And one of it was, you know, 18 million SMART tokens. I'm reading straight from it, but the first decision was to approve the usage of 18,136,205 SMART tokens to secure a strategic partnership that guarantees a stable, open, and liquid market for SMART tokens on exchanges. So, you know, a lot of this is under NDA, and I can't say more than that. I am one of the community representatives on the growth committee. But aside from that, as it says, the second decision was to fund the Tangleverse version 2 ecosystem hub website. Talking about Tangleverse Times, there's also going to be a website which will be the one go-to for sort of everything IOTA and Shimmer community related. And that's something that basically the IOTA Foundation didn't want to take on. And The Tangleverse times already kind of had developed that. So I think seeing that grow is going to be really good. And a lot of times people ask, where's that one location they can go to for everything? And this is kind of the first step on that. The third project was grant funding to upgrade, I'm just reading out here, was regarding implementing a hosted premium version of Block Scout Explorer for the Shimmer EVM. And that's one thing, when we did the test to earn campaign, it became very apparent that Block Scout was just very limited. Of course, the IF looked at getting Etherscan, but this is like multi-million dollars. It's crazy how much they charge. Yeah. Block Scout was limited. However, they don't have the financial incentive, as they're selling it, their service, for $1 million. So, you know, we kind of discussed, well, what if we do a contract with them, which is a lot less than Ethereum or the Etherscan, but they're going to basically prioritize and cater this to the EVM. So that's working a lot better. And even the multi-sig that we've had after the latest EVM update, I've tested and is working a lot better, and all the bugs have been fixed on that. So it's like all the little infrastructure pieces of EVM are really coming together and being finalized. Not to say that I don't know when it would come, but I mean, if you look at it, like things are really coming. And then the last engagement was having Cowie, who is a reviewer, but Tia is kind of working hand in hand, because he is an extremely good Asian community member. And he even is very connected to Singapore government officials, Taipei government officials, and has really had some really good meetings showcasing IOTA and Shimmer, IOTA 2.0 to them, and doing some real great partnerships in the Asia region. So, you know, as the growth committee is under NDA, but there's still transparency as best can that isn't breaking any NDA that can be shown. And that committee report is out on the Tangle Ecosystem Association page.
Thank you, JD. Amazing.
Yep.
I will share that update right at the top as well. And guys, again, we talked about this last week. JD, I think you were here for last week too. We talked about just like how cool governance and staying up to date with just updates can be. I love it personally. Maybe I'm a nerd like that, but I think it's something that everybody should be involved with, honestly. If you're holding Shimmer, if you're holding IOTA, if you're playing with it, if you're interested in the future of where these protocols are going, definitely stick around the forum, govern.iota.org, or come join these spaces. It's a lot of fun. So I don't think I'll go to this next topic, because we're at 8 minutes left, and I kind of just want to have a little fun, a little speculation. And Jack Lee has another question, so we'll bring him back up as well. Also, if anybody else has anything they'd like to ask or say in the chat, in the audience, please raise your hand. Please request to speak. But who should I ask first? I'm going to ask Austin first. No, actually, no. I'm going to ask ID IOTA first. ID, my friend. When do you think, when Shimmer EVM? When do you think, speculation?
I think September. I think it should be September. And then I have no clue. But since we have, I don't know, some events running on 13th of September, at least this is what Kowai shared yesterday. I thought, why shouldn't it be 13th of September? I remember the Shimmer launch party, so without EVM, was on some event going on in, I think, Singapore as well. It was roughly a year ago. And why shouldn't they do the same thing this time with Shimmer EVM as well? So I think we're going to hear something from them this September. And I hope for 13th of September. Why not?
Ooh. We should get like a pool going or something, like a bet. All right, JD, what do you think, man? Some speculation? Oh, real quick, JD. Jeff's listening, and he put out a fantastic little breakdown of what he thinks is happening. If you haven't seen his thread, his speculation thread. It's really great. I'll pin it at the top as well. But shout out Jeff. Sorry, JD, go ahead.
No, I haven't seen that one, so I'll jump on it. I really like Jeff's post when he does on Twitter. Definitely I've been following him for looking at his stuff for a while, so that's great. Shimmer AVM, I'm knock on wood hoping for September. You know, date wise, I don't know. I just say end of September. No idea.
Ooh, you guys are getting my brain hard right now, man. Come on. Austin, do I dare ask you? What do you think, man? Don't give me something that's not hope.
Dude, you know Emmett is gonna snip. You guys are getting my brain hard and repurpose it all over the place, dude. We got to have at least one spaces where you don't drop innuendo from the host station over here.
part of my contract.
I mean, I don't really want to speculate because I was actually given a time frame that was shared with me. But I just continue to be really excited. And I think everyone's probably right on track. I feel like it's time to start getting excited. But I had also been given a lot of time frames. we all were. And you know, so those cans got kicked down the road a few times. But I believe the one that I was given recently. So I think it's, you know, don't pop the champagne yet, but like start untwisting the cork. We're close.
And so me real quick, I read energies. I'm an energy reader. Okay.
Are we just going to end it there? Are you just going to leave it with I read energy and we're going to go? We're all going to go.
There's more to it. I'm building dramatic effect. Guys, I feel so good right now about this. I think I seriously can't wait for Shimmer EVM to be live. I think it's going to happen sooner than we think. I don't know. I don't claim to have any information that I know that people don't. I'm looking at threads like Jeff's and things like ID Iota has been putting out. It seems like it's all converging into it's happening pretty soon. And I'm super excited about it. I haven't been this excited about playing with DeFi since I was, I'm not going to go there. Jeff Lee, are you still here? I saw you dropped off. Sorry that I didn't get to you quick enough, but it looks like he is gone. He had one more question. Sorry, Jeff Lee, if you're listening after this. We'll get you next time. 3 minutes left. Final questions for anybody in the audience to come up and speak. Otherwise, ID Iota, I'd love to hear just sort of like last sort of saying, oh, we have a request, but while I'm bringing Muyami up, ID, what you got, buddy? ID, some last.
I just wanted to so very quickly. Don't want to pull the plug on Jeff's speculation, but running through the thread quickly at the moment. Sure, yeah. I just wanted to add one thing, and basically that whatever the team is developing at Iota 2.0 has literally no connection to what Assembly is and likely going to be. At least we never heard something else. So to see a connection between rotating committees and so on, which is truly a topic for Assembly, but the Iota 2.0 developments are purely L1, and Assembly has always been purely L2 tech. So I see most of the points he opens earlier. So we don't know how Assembly staking is going to continue and so on. But there's roughly any connection between the Assembly developments and the Iota 2.0 developments. And I see Jeff is in the space as well. So he might want to add his two cents. I just wanted to clarify on that.
That's great. Well, thanks, ID. Jeff.
Let me
hi, hello. I would like to ask, how about the listing for Shimmer?
Did you ask about a listing for Shimmer?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody here in the panel is qualified to talk about that. Right now, they're...
I mean, JD could. JD could. avoiding his NDAs.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I can only say is if I read that first line again, the first decision was to approve the usage of tokens to secure a strategic partnership that guarantees a stable, open, liquid market for SMR tokens on exchanges. So that's all I can say. That's the only thing that's public.
Oh, nice. Well, that's a good answer. Right now, I only know that it is...
I'm gonna on the 2.0 aspect, I want to read this because here's a public thing again on IOTA Shimmer Discord. It's under the IOTA core channel. If anyone isn't on there, you get some good stuff if you're a good sleuth. And this was on August 18th, written by Philo, who's from the IOTA Foundation. He said, I think once we are close to the start, it might. This is a question that Cookcraft asked a question. Not sure if the other community content creators know anything about this, but would it be advantages to loop them in to help amplify the messaging? Meaning, should the community be looped into what IOTA 2.0 to market that, you know? And he said, I think once we are close to the start, it might be. But on the other hand, there will be so much material that all of you can basically pick a piece up, video, blog post, wiki article, etc. Divide it into smaller pieces and use this to produce more content, simplifying it, hype it, degen it, etc. In the aftermath of the campaign, as in campaign, informational campaign, basically stretching this out over the months to follow. But yeah, we may want to involve you guys a bit earlier so you can prepare for the bit of the stuff. We'll discuss this with the comms team. And then he wrote, the important part of us is that of this is that everyone out there will, in capital letters, understand IOTA 2.0. This will take time as it is so highly complex. After you have understood it, it will then be a much easier to produce fitting and correct content. So it's just interesting because what he's saying is that, you know, the IOTA Foundation has a plan to launch a campaign that will be very in-depth and explain IOTA 2.0 just because it's so complex. And then people like ID IOTA can take that and bring it down to us layman individuals. You know, it doesn't say when, but, you know, clearly it's on the radar of the IOTA Foundation. So, again, it's just good because you can find the stuff in the Discord, some of these little breadcrumbs that are put out there. You know, Hans Moog leaves a lot of breadcrumbs as 100%. Well, which ID IOTA picks out. But, yeah, just wanted to drop that out there.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, JD. Looks like we lost Austin. It is Labor Day, and he has a family, so I'm sure he's probably on his way to eat potato salad and hot dogs on a lake somewhere. Or maybe he lost internet connection because I know he loves these spaces. But guys, it's 1:02. I'd like to thank Jeff Lee for coming up and, you know, hanging out with us. Muyami, did you have one more question or anything before we wrap it up? Muyami Pesar? Does Muy Ami Pesar mean something in Spanish that I shouldn't be saying? Perfect. Good. All right. that's it for me, guys. From the top to the bottom, it's been a really fun show. I'd like to thank ID IOTA for coming in here and hanging out with us. I hope you come back sometime, sir. But enjoy the rest of your holiday. Go get some sun, because in your profile picture, you're looking a little pale, sir.
I'm working on my rust.
You're working on the rust, yes. Get that rust color going again, buddy. Nice. JD, of course, man. Such a pleasure having you again. Really appreciate you. And anything else really quickly?
No, all good. Good. Looking forward to next week.
Oh, yes. Next week, because we will be here again, same time, same space, guys. Shimmer Community X Space. It's September. Guys, this EVM might be coming sooner than we think, and I am stoked. I hope you guys are ready. If you're not ready, make sure you check out ShimmerNet and CoinMarketCap's DeFi for Beginners tutorials. Check out some Block Bytes videos on our YouTube channel. Follow ID Iota. Follow JD Sutton. You know what it is. It's Shimmer time.
Shimmy, shimmy time.
Shimmy, shimmy, yay.
See you guys. Great space.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out.
Next week.
Bye, guys.
See you next week.